Today we'd like to discuss some halachas, what are acceptable forms, methods of making kiddush, specifically making kiddush on pas, making kiddush on chamar medina. Typically, of course, kiddush is made on wine, and in fact, not only any old wine. The Gemara says in Maseches Baba Basra and Daf Tzadi Zayin Amid Aleph, Ein Mekajin Ela Al Hayayin Haroi Lunasek Al Gabi HaMizbeach. One is only allowed to make kiddush with wine that could be used for the Nesachim on top of the Mizbeach. The Gemara ultimately, at the end of that sugya, concludes that this only comes to exclude wine which is Rechoy Ra, which has a foul smell. And that's excluded because of the Pasuk in Malachi, Hakriveu Nolif Chasecha, you're presenting this to your governor, to your ruler. Would you present such an inferior product? Certainly not. And therefore, something which is foul, something which is inferior, is possible for a karban, is possible for nesachim. So wine which is rechoy ra, or yain megula, the Gemara says, or afraid perhaps it was venom of an animal, of a snake that was inserted into the wine, certainly is possible for the nesachim, and would be possible for karban as well. Taisis on that Gemara writes, it does not come to exclude yain mevushal, cooked wine, because even though yain mevushal is pasul for nesachim on top of the mizbeach, but it's not inferior. It's a separate disqualification, but since it's not inferior, it's not a psul of hakriveu nolif chasecha, that would you present such a product to your governor, to your leader, it's pasul, because besides disqualification, that would not necessarily disqualify it for kiddush. So yain mevushal is kosher for kiddush. The Rambam, however, equates nesachim and kiddush entirely, not only with regards to inferior disqualifications versus side disqualifications, any disqualification for nesachim will passel the wine for kiddush as well. So therefore the Rambam's opinion is that one has to make kiddush on wine which is not mevushal. There are actually two opinions quoted about this in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Rama is mako, that one is if there's a preferable, one should always make kiddush on the preferable wine. So if the preferable wine is yain mevushal, that would even take precedence over a less, an inferior wine, or a less superior wine, which is not mevushal. So the opinion of the Rambam is on the books. It's something to think about, that one is only supposed to make kiddush in wine, which is not mevushal, but we would make kiddush on the superior wine, even if that wine is mevushal. There's another detail about what kind of wine can be used for kiddush mentioned in that sugya in the Gemara in Baba Basra. The Gemara suggests, the Gemara has a question, what about using white wine? Is white wine kosher for nesachim at least? The Gemara has the question. So Rav HaRishonim understand that the whole discussion about white wine is only with regards to nesachim. What's inferior about white wine? Nothing. So for kiddush, certainly white wine would be fine. The Gemara only has a discussion with regards to nesachim. The Gemara concludes in a somewhat cryptic fashion when the Gemara says, is white wine kosher for nesachim? So the Gemara quotes from the Pasuk in Mishlei, Al teira yayin ki yis adam. Don't look at the wine to see if it's red. So it sounds like from here that the wine is supposed to be red. So the Ramban writes in his Chidushim, in that Gemara Baba Basra, that white wine is possible for nesachim, and he writes that white wine would also therefore be possible for kiddush. Perhaps it's because he felt white wine was inferior, perhaps it's because he's equating kiddush and nesachim entirely, but either way, the opinion of the Ramban is that white wine is possible for kiddush, because the Gemara says, quotes, as at least for nesachim, it's no good, because the pasuk says in Mishlei, Al teira yayin ki yisadim, don't look at the wine to see if it's red. That implies that wine always has to be red. Rav HaRishonim reject this Ramban, perhaps for one of two reasons, either because they do not equate nesachim with kiddush. Kiddush would only be, wine would only be disqualified for kiddush if it's inferior. White wine is not necessarily inferior. You have wonderful white wines. Or Tosis understood that whole Gemara is only discussing severely white wine, which of course would be inferior, meaning there's something uniquely bad about it, but not regular white wine as we would know it. Rather, it's vavam b'yoser. It's exceedingly white, meaning that there's some sort of problem with it. So therefore, it's inferior and would be possible for kiddush. That would say nothing, therefore, about regular white wine. But even more than that, the Rambam, who equates nesachim with kiddush, leaves out this whole Gemara, and the Beis Yosef suggests that perhaps it's because he understood the conclusion of the Gemara differently. When the Gemara quoted the pasuk in Mishlei, "Atera yain ki yisadim," it means to tell you, don't look at the wine to see if it's red, because even white wine is kosher. Meaning, it doesn't mean to say wine is typically red and wine has to be red. It means don't look at the wine to see if it's red, because even white wine is considered wine, and it's fine for kiddush, fine for nesachim. So in this also is two opinions quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramban has mentioned that we make against the Ramban, that one is allowed to make Kiddush, certainly even on white wine. Those who are machmir, at least on Friday night, when Kiddush will be the Raisa, to make Kiddush on red wine specifically, to be Cheshish for the opinion of the Ramban, but that would be a Chumrah, not necessarily Me'ikar Adin. Okay, so one typically, therefore, would make Kiddush on wine, perhaps Yayin Shein Mavusha, according to the Ramban, white wine, or red wine, according to the Ramban. Either way, typically Kiddush is made on wine. What about making Kiddush on substitutes, on Pas or on Chamar Medina? So this discussion begins with the Gemara Maseches Pesach Madav Kuvav, where the Gemara quotes one version of Rav's opinion. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Baruna, Amar Rav. Rav Baruna said in the name of Rav, Hanotel Yadav Lo Yekadesh. A person who washes Netilas Yadayim should not then make Kiddush and then Hamotzi. Rather, what should you do? Make Kiddush, Netilas Yadayim, then Hamotzi. You should not make Netilas Yadayim, Kiddush, then Hamotzi. Why not? Why shouldn't you do Netilas Yadayim? Everyone knows that's the meaning of the Yakis. Why shouldn't you do Netilas Yadayim, then Kiddush, then Hamotzi? This is, of course, it's talking about Kiddush Friday night. When you have the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos, so you want to wash, make Kiddush, and then make Hamotzi, you shouldn't do that. So there are two opinions in Rishonim as to why the one should not do this. As to why Rav Baruna said one shouldn't do it. Rashi and the Rashbam interpret that Gemara, that's because of a hefsek. There'll be a break between the Netilas Yadayim and the Hamotzi. What's the break going to be? The brach of Mekadesh HaShabbos and Bayi Pri HaGofen, so you shouldn't do that. Rather, you should go straight from the Netilas Yadayim to the Hamotzi. So therefore, you should make Kiddush, wash, then make Hamotzi. The opinion of the Riff and the Rambam is somewhat unique or creative. The opinion of the Riff and the Rambam is that it's because once you wash, you have shown that bread is preferable to you than wine. That's what's on your mind. You're thinking about washing and not about the Bari Pri HaGofen. And therefore, once you wash, you really have to make Kiddush on the pass, because the bread is no longer the wine is no longer preferable to you. You're already thinking about the pass. You're already thinking about the meal. The problem is that Rav Baruna understood the opinion of Rav is that one is not allowed to make Kiddush on pass. There's no such thing. So once you wash Netilas Yadayim, Hanotel Yodav Lo Yekadesh, once you make Netilas Yadayim, you can't no longer make Kiddush on wine, because the wine is not obviously on the tip of your mind. You can't make Kiddush on wine. It's not chaviv to you. You have to make Kiddush on pas. The problem is, Rav Baruna felt that the opinion of Rav was, one is not allowed to make Kiddush on pas. The Gemara then goes on to reject Rav Baruna's version of Rav, because Rav Yitzchak had a different version of the opinion of Rav. Amar lahu Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta, ikasi lo nach nafshei de Rav. Rav hasn't even passed away. Shachinu l'shmaizei. We already start forgetting the teachings of Rav. Zinnin Sagi and Habikin the Kameh de Rav. I was in front of Rav many times. Zinnin the Chaviv alei Rifta, Mekadesh Rifta. When he was in the, it was Chaviv to him, bread, he would make Kiddush on bread. Zinnin the Chaviv alei Chamra, Mekadesh HaChamra. When he was in the mood for wine, he made Kiddush on wine. So how does this disprove Rav Baruna's version of Rav? Or how does this disagree with Rav Baruna's version of Rav? So the Rashbam explains the Gemara in the following way. He says, sometimes when he was in the mood for bread, he would make Kiddush on bread. Now, if you make Kiddush on bread Friday night, what happens? What's the order? What you would do is you would make Netilas Yadayin, make Mekadesh HaShabbos, and then Hamotzi. Hamotzi. Mekadesh HaShabbos, and then eat. So you see that he would wash before Kiddush. Because when he was making Kiddush on the Hamotzi, he was making Kiddush on the bread, he would wash before Kiddush. When he was making Kiddush on bread, Zin, and sometimes, sometimes when he was in the mood for bread, he would make Kiddush on bread. He would wash before Kiddush. So too, when you're making Kiddush on wine, you could wash before Kiddush. And Mekadesh HaShabbos, the Bari Pri HaGofen, will not be a hefsek between the Netilas Yadayim and the Hamotzi. So Tosfos quotes, in the name of Rabbeinu Talmud, disagreed with this Rashbam. He said, you're comparing apples to oranges. Rav, what did he do? Zin in the Chaviv alei Rifta, Mekadesh HaRifta. Sometimes he was in the mood for bread, so he made Kiddush on bread. So there, Rabbeinu Talmud says, of course, if that's the case, you can wash before the Kiddush. Because there's no Mekadesh HaShabbos, no Bari Pri HaGofen in between. But if you are making Kiddush on wine, that says nothing about whether or not you can wash before Kiddush. What's the proof that against Rav Baruna? Or what's the argument against Rav Baruna? Because sometimes I was before Rav and he made Kiddush on bread. And certainly in that scenario, of course, he washed before Kiddush. How else are you going to make Kiddush on Bredev unless you wash beforehand? So how did that tell you, though, that when you make Kiddush on wine, that the Mekadosh HaShabbos and the Bar Pekah will not be a Hefzik? So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam interprets that line entirely differently. Rabbeinu Tam interprets, no, Rab never made Kiddush on bread. No one ever heard of Kiddush on bread. What the Gemara means is, Zinn in the Chaviv Alei Rifta, Mekadosh HaRifta, sometimes he was in the mood to eat immediately. He was going to have the Suda Shabbos right away. So he would wash before Kiddush. And Zinn in the Chaviv Alei Chamra, sometimes he just wanted to have wine. He wasn't going to have the Suda right away. And in that scenario, he would wash after Kiddush. Later on, subsequently, when it would be near the time of the Seudah. So what the Gemara means is to contradict Rav Barona's statement directly. Zimnin Chaviv Alei Rifta, Mekadosh HaRifta, doesn't mean he made Kiddush on Pas. It means that he would, when he was in the mood to eat, immediately he would wash, make Kiddush, and then make Hamotzi. Because he was going to eat right away. And that directly contradicts Rav Barona Amar Rav. So again, one version of Rav's was that one is not allowed to wash before Kiddush because the Kiddush will constitute, again, Friday night, the Mekadosh HaShabbos Bei Pei Gavon will constitute a Hefzik. And then the Gemara concludes that ultimately is not a Hefzik. We have the two ways of interpreting it, either like the Rashbam or the Rabbeinu Tam. So we paskin, of course, that the Rav Yitzchak in the name of Rav, that the Kiddush would not constitute a Hefzik. Nonetheless, and one therefore could in theory wash before Kiddush Friday night. The Shulchan Aruch does not recommend that one do so, even though that's the way we would paskin, that the Kiddush is not considered a Hefzik. The Shulchan Aruch does not paskin that one should do that for two reasons. The first reason is, even though Kiddush, strictly speaking, doesn't constitute a Hefzik, we should try and put Netilas Yadayim together with Hamotzi as close as possible. Why should we create artificial breaks between Netilas Yadayim and Hamotzi? The better would be if the two would be next to each other as much as possible. So therefore, the first thing is, even though it's not a Hefzik Mikra Adin, they do that because due to a problem necessarily, one shouldn't do so L'chachila. But even more than that, if you remember, we mentioned the opinion of the Rambam and the Rif, and they held that the reason Rav Barona said a person in the name of Rav, the reason that a person should not wash before Kiddush is because once you've washed, you've demonstrated that the bread is more chaviv to you. The bread is, more primarily in the forefront of your mind. You're more interested in the bread than the wine. And therefore, once you wash, you have to make Kiddush on the pass. Just like Barana, my Rav held, you can't make Kiddush on pass. And Rav Yitzchak said in the name of Rav, you can make Kiddush on pass. But once you wash, you've demonstrated that the bread is more chaviv to you. At that point, you should make Kiddush on the pass. So that's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins, like the opinion of the Rif and the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch, it's in the Reishai and Aleph, Sif Yud Beis. Right, what you should really do is make Kiddush, then Netilas Yadayim, then Hamotzi. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, v'im natal yadav kaidem Kiddush, if you did do Netilas Yadayim before Kiddush, goli daite, you have revealed about yourself, the rift of chaviv lei, that the bread is more chaviv to you, it's primary to you. So lo yikadosh ol yayin ala pas. At that point, you would have to be made Kiddush on the pas, and not on the wine. Okay, so that's the minhag of most, is that they do not wash before Kiddush, rather they make Kiddush wash and Hamotzi. If you would wash before Kiddush, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you actually have to make the Kiddush on the pass. What is interesting is the Ramah continues, and the Ramah writes, no. V'yesh aymrim, there are those whose opinion it is, l'chadchila yesh lito yadav kaidem Kiddush. No, l'chadchila you should wash before Kiddush. Why should you chadchila wash before Kiddush? Why would you want to create a hefzik between the Netilas Yadayim and the Hamotzi? Why would you want to do such a thing? Even if you're not going to pass it like the Rif and the Rambam's pshat in the Gemara, that once you've washed, you've demonstrated that the bread is more chaviv to you, and now at this point you have to make Kiddush on pass, even if you reject that version, that opinion interpreting the Gemara, but why would you create artificially a hefzik between, for no reason, between the Kiddush, between the Netilas Yadayim and Hamotzi? We should probably put the Netilas Yadayim and Hamotzi as close together as possible. So the Mishnah Brura and the Rama writes, that's the minik. V'chena minik pashu v'dinas eilu v'inglas shanois. You shouldn't do any differently. Meaning you should wash before Kiddush. That's the minik of the yek, because they follow all the minhagim of the Rama. To a fault. So over here the Rama says, l'chadchila, you should wash before Kiddush. Why? Why should you do l'chadchila? The Gemara is shy, you're allowed to do it. Why should you do l'chadchila? So Mishnah Berurah explains that in order not to differentiate between when a person is making Kiddush on bread as opposed to when a person is making Kiddush on wine. When you make Kiddush on bread, certainly then you're going to wash before Kiddush. You're making Kiddush on the bread. So in order not to confuse people, when you're making Kiddush on wine, you should also wash before Kiddush in order to equate the two scenarios. I don't know how often we make Kiddush on bread that we would get so confused that we can't differentiate. But either way, that's one of the suggestions Mishnah Berurah has. But again, it's not that conceptually satisfying. However, the Karban Asano on the bottom of the Rif, on the bottom of the Rush, excuse me, has a different shot. The Karban Asano says, no, it's in order to emphasize the halacha of Kiddush v'makom Suda. Mir Hashem, at some point in the future, next time, we'll discuss the halachas of Kiddush v'makom Suda, but Kiddush and the Suda are linked. Kiddush has to be b'makom Suda, in the place of the Suda, and we'll explain that relationship and that dynamic. But Kiddush and the Suda are inextricably linked. So therefore, in order to further enhance that relationship between, or to stress that relationship between the Kiddush and the Suda, one should wash before Kiddush, because then you're really showing the Kiddush and the Suda are one. I'm not making Kiddush Hefzig, I'm going to wash. Now we're at the second stage of the meal. We're going to wash. And if I might say, no, we wash before the Kiddush to show that the Kiddush and the Suda are one. They're two parts of the same item, two parts of the same process. They're really not two separate stages. So perhaps in order to highlight the halacha of Kiddush v'makom Suda, l'chadchila, one should wash before Kiddush. So again, we'll discuss Kiddush v'makom Suda at some other point, but perhaps this is coming to highlight and to underline that halacha of Kiddush v'makom Suda. So that's the minhag of the Yekes, that they wash, or the minhag of the Ramah, that one should wash before Kiddush, perhaps in order to highlight the fact that the Kiddush and the Suda are linked. But the minhag of the outside of that community, the minhag of most, is that they wash after Kiddush in order that it shouldn't be a hefsek, in order to be chayshish for the opinion of the Rambam and the Rif, that once you would wash, you have to make Kiddush on bread because you've demonstrated that bread is more chaviv to you. So therefore, we make Kiddush, wash, then hamotzi. However, from this Gemara and this discussion emerges a different machlokes. And that is, if you remember, we had the machlokes between the Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Tam how to interpret this Gemara. Zimnin Sagiyin says, Rav Yitzchak, many times I was before Rav. Zimnin the Chaviva like Rifta, Mekadesh Rifta. Sometimes he was in the mood for bread. He made Kiddush on bread. What does that line mean? The Rashbam interpreted that Gemara to mean, sometimes you make Kiddush on Pas. You make Kiddush on Pas. Hamoitzi, then Mekadesh HaShabbos. And Rabbeinu Tam disagreed. He said, no! He never made Kiddush on Pas. What it means is sometimes he was in the mood to eat the Suda right away, so he washed before Kiddush. But it never meant that he made Kiddush on Pas. If that would be the case, you can't refute Rabbi Aruna's statement in the name of Rav, which is discussing making Kiddush on wine. How can you arrive from making Kiddush on bread to making Kiddush on wine? So Ben Tam understood, no one ever made Kiddush on bread. He always made Kiddush on wine, just it means that he would wash before Kiddush. So we have a machlekes between Rabbi Rishonim, who learned the Gemara like the Rashbam, that sometimes he would make Kiddush on pots, and Rabbeinu Tam, who holds that one is not allowed to make Kiddush on pots. And we're going to see that the Rabbeinu Tam has made his way into Shulchan Aruch. We pass like Rabbi Rishonim, there will be certain circumstances. One will be allowed to make Kiddush on pots, but the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam is something to keep in mind, will always be a cheshbon that the Rabbeinu Tam held, no one ever made Kiddush on pots. What is this whole machlekes of Rishonim about? Can one make Kiddush on pots or not? So the Dvar Shmuel, one of the classical Achronim on Maseches Pesachim, explains that perhaps they're arguing about the different machlokes of Rishonim, which we've mentioned previously, which is this halacha of making Kiddush on wine d'oraisa, or is it only midrabanan? If the halacha, the Gemara says in Maseches Pesachim, Zechreyu Tana Rabbanan Zechar Tzim HaShabbos HaKadshoy Zechreyu LaYayin, the Gemara Pesachim Daf Kavav, that you need wine for Kiddush, is that d'oraisa or is that d'rabanan? Is that midoraisa, in which case it's dafka wine, not bread? You can't use a substitute. That would be the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. Or no, some Rishonim held the whole idea of having wine by Kiddush is only midorabana. Midoraisa, you can be yotzei Kiddush without wine. Why do I need wine to be Kiddush? The pasuk says, Zohar Zeh Meshav Zakacha. Who mentioned wine? Ramogan Avram held he can even be yotzei during tefillah. Rabbi Kiveka even said, by saying good Shabbos, you can be yotzei Kiddush doraisa. Why do you need wine midaraisa? The wine is only midarabanan in order to give chashivas to the Kiddush. You should have, it should be a kvius. You should have something there. Like a lot of times we have a kais yain in order to give things chashivas by bris. by a pidyon aben, by a wedding. You need wine in order to give things chashivas. So the Vir Kiddush needs wine in order to lend the chashivas. But then, if that's the case, perhaps you could use a substitute. Perhaps you don't necessarily need wine. Perhaps you could use pas in its place. So we're going to worry about Rishon and Paskin. One can make Kiddush on Pas, like the Rashbam and Rebbe Rishonim. However, the Ramah says, L'chadchila, and we'll get to the ins and outs of it in a few minutes, L'chadchila, one should not make Kiddush on Pas in order to be Cheshish for the opinion of Rabbi Tam, that one is not allowed to make Kiddush on Pas. The Mishnah Berurah does say, quote, in the name of the Derech HaChayim, Siddur, from the Nesivas, that if one likes Pas much more than bread, much more than wine, let's say he's not able to drink wine, but one likes Pas much more than wine, and he's able to make Kiddush on the Pas, if he likes it more, he says. But L'chadchila, we try not to make Kiddush on Pas in order to be Cheshish for the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, unless it's under certain circumstances. Okay, so that's the story with Kiddush on Pas. This whole story, though, of Kiddush on Pas, as it's presented in Shulchan Aruch, is really mixed up or brought together at the same time with another sugya, and that's the sugya of making Kiddush on Chamar Medina. It's one allowed to make Kiddush on Chamar Medina, on the drink of the land. So the Gemara, first, what is Chamar Medina? So the Gemara says in Maseches Pesachim, over here on Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Amar Vei Rav Mar Yenuka, Mar Kashish, Vei Rav Chizu, Rav Ashi, Zimnin Chada Igla, Meimar La Asrin. So one time a Meimar came to our town, V'lo Havim Om Chamra, we had no wine. I seen him like Shechra V'lo Yavdil, it was the time for Abdullah, and we presented him, we didn't have any wine, so we gave him beer. V'lo Yavdil, he didn't make Abdullah the beer. So the next day we found him, we got some wine from him, and he made Va'avdil V'tav Midi, and then he drank something. L'shana Su, the next year, Ikla Liasrim, the next year, Meimar came back, again for Shabbos. Again, Lo Havilon Chamra, we had no wine. I see no Shichra, so again, we brought him beer. Excuse me, Amar. Ihochi, he said, if every year you're going to bring me beer, Chamar V'dinahu, Avdil V'tav Midi. So he said, oh, so it must be that this beer is the Chamar Medina, and he made Havdalah on the Chamar Medina. So the Gemara seems to indicate that one is allowed to make Havdalah on Chamar Medina. What is Chamar Medina? So the Gemara indicates from its very first presentation of the whole sugi of Chamar Medina, that Chamar Medina only exists in the absence of wine. He wanted to have wine. There was no wine. Every year they're bringing in beer. So he said, oh, it must be that this is the Chamar Medina. So it sounds like Chamar Medina, the first condition in order to be Chamar Medina is that there is no wine. If there is wine, then the wine is the Chamar Medina, is the wine of the land. So in fact, that's the way Rav HaRishon and Paskin, that the whole concept of Chamar Medina only exists in the absence of wine, if wine is not found. If that would be the case, then one can never discuss, in our setting, one would never be able to discuss making Kiddush on anything else, or Havdalah on anything else, because we always have wine, Baruch Hashem, we have wine in abundance. So how do we ever have the whole discussion of Chamar Medina if Rav HaRishonim's opinion is that Chamar Medina only exists in the absence of wine? So the Achronim explain already that the opinion of the Rambam is, in kind of distinction with all the other Rishonim, the opinion of the Rambam is that Chamar Medina can exist in the absence of wine. The Rambam understood that what the Gemara means to say is that if everyone drinks wine, or the majority of what people drink is wine, then that is the Chamar Medina. And if what the majority of people drink is Sheikhar, so then that becomes the Chamar Medina. But it's whatever the majority of people are drinking the majority of the time, meaning whatever is the primary drink of the land. So that's the Chamar Medina. If the primary drink is wine, so then that's the Chamar Medina. If the primary drink is not wine, in most settings people are drinking beer, Sheikhar, so that becomes the Chamar Medina. But according to the Rambam, Chamar Medina is just the primary drink. Doesn't mean that there has to be an absence of wine. It means that if there's another primary drink, that could be Chamar Medina. But Chamar Medina, the concept can exist even where wine is present. What it means is whatever is the primary drink of the land, even if wine happens to be there. So, but then it has to be the primary drink. It has to be what people are mostly drinking. So therefore, Chaim Kanievsky quotes the name of the Chazon Ish in the journal of Akshay Torah, but it's quoted in other places as well. Chaim Kanievsky quoting the name of the Chazon Ish, that nowadays beer is also not Chamar Medina. Is that the primary drink of the land? No. So he says beer is not Chamar Medina, schnapps is not Chamar Medina, none of these things are Chamar Medina, because they're not the primary drink. Chamar Medina, according to the Rambam, means the primary drink. According to the other Rishonim, it means there's no wine present. According to the Rambam, it means that it's the primary drink, even if the wine is present. But it has to be the primary drink. Beer is not the primary drink. Schnapps is not the primary. Hopefully. It's not the primary drink of the land. So then, none of these things are Chamar Medina. The Chazinish said the only thing that perhaps is Chamar Medina, according to this, would be orange juice. Since orange juice everywhere seems to be the primary drink. Everyone's always drinking orange juice. He said that maybe that's the Chamar Medina. But he said otherwise, he doesn't think there is a primary drink. So he said maybe orange juice. Therefore, the Chazinish's opinion was you can never make Havdalah on beer, or Havdalah on schnapps, on other drinks, because they're not the primary drink. It has to be the primary drink of the land. That's the opinion of the Chazinish. However, Rebbe Yashiv also has a discussion about this issue. It's quoted in the Sefer Shvus Yitzchak and Hilchos Pesach, Yud Aleph, and Vazner in the Tshuva Sheva the Levi also discusses this issue. How do we make Havdalah and Chamar Medina? Rav Arishanim's opinion was Chamar Medina only exists in the absence of wine. So their opinion, their suggestion is that no, even according to Rav Arishanim, even leaving out the opinion of the Rambam that has to be the primary drink, that's only if there, even according to Rav Arishanim, that Chamar Medina only exists in the absence of wine, that's only if wine is the primary drink. But if wine is not the primary drink, then any Mashke Choshuv can become the Chamar Medina. Meaning, in the only time the Rishonim held that you need Chamar Medina can only exist in the absence of wine is if at least wine is the primary drink. But if wine is not the primary drink, there is no primary drink, then any Mashke Choshuv can be considered Chamar Medina because there is no primary drink. So in our settings where we don't have wine, is certainly not the primary drink. We don't... In certain places, I think it still is, but you know, at meals they have wine, every meal they're having wine. But even if nowadays you have one glass of wine with a supper, I don't think that's the primary drink. It's not what you're drinking at every meal is wine. And I don't think most people have a cup of wine with the you know, nightly supper. So since the primary drink is, there is no, the primary drink is not wine, that opens the door for other drinks, and any Mashke Choshuv can become Chamar Medina. So what is Chamar Medina? At least with regards to Havdalah, the one is allowed to make Havdalah and Chamar Medina. What is Chamar Medina? So the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Havdalah writes, it's also over here, in Hilchas Kiddush, and in Ayin Reish Beis, Siftes, that he begins, B'makom She'ein Yayin Matzli, in a place where there's no wine, meaning, or at least the wine is not the primary drink, that's the way we'd be interpreting it now. Yeshamim Shemekadshin, or Mavdilin, Al Sheikhar, beer would be considered to be Chamar Medina, but water is not Chamar Medina. Water is not Chamar Medina. Why is water not Chamar Medina? It seems to be a pretty common drink. So Ramesha is a tshuva where Ramesha explains that you see, it sounds like from here in the Shulchan Aruch, Chamar Medina means a drink that you don't drink because you're thirsty. It's not something that's a beverage that you drink. If you're thirsty, you sit down and you drink it. That's water. Anything that you drink because you're thirsty is not a Mashke Choshuv. A Mashke Choshuv, says our Moshe, is something that you would invite somebody over to share with you. I invite you over to have a beer. Let's go out and have a beer together. People drink beer even though they're not thirsty. So then they might be thirsty too, but they would drink beer even though they're not thirsty. We would go out to have a beer together. I would invite you over to have a beer. That's a Mashke Choshuv. But our Moshe says soda is not a Mashke Choshuv. You don't drink soda unless you're thirsty. You don't invite someone over to have soda. It's not like a drink that's chashuv enough. Hey, come over to my house, I have soda. Maybe if you're little kids, but generally adults don't do that. You don't come over to somebody's house, wow, I have soda. Or even juice, says Ramosha. Juice would not be a mashke chashuv. The Chazanish is orange juice. Because you don't invite somebody over to have orange juice. And you don't, it's not a mashke chashuv. And you don't sit down to drink orange juice unless you're thirsty. So according to Ramosha, none of these juices or sodas would be Chamar Medina. It would only be something that a Mashke Choshev that you would drink even though you're not thirsty and invite people over to have it. Therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan writes that tea or coffee, even though they are water-based, should be considered, or according to many, would be considered Chamar Medina. And that's the opinion of Reb Chaim Elazar and Reb Shlomo Zalman as well, that tea or coffee could be considered Chamar Medina. It's a Mashke Choshev. You invite someone over to have it, then you would drink it even though you're not thirsty. Milk, the Paiskim aren't sure about. If that's considered to be Chamar Medina. But beer and schnapps certainly would be considered a Chamar Medina. So the Gemara says, in the absence where wine is not considered to be the primary drink. So the Gemara says in Maseches Pesachim, clearly one is allowed to make Havdalah and Chamar Medina. Is one allowed to make Kiddush and Chamar Medina? So that's a Machlokes later on in that Gemara. The Gemara quotes different opinions. Yes, no. So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to make Kiddush on Sheikhar. You're not allowed to make Kiddush on Sheikhar. So it's a Machlokes HaRishonim. How to paskin? The opinion of the Rosh and Rav HaRishonim is that one is allowed to make Kiddush and Chamar Medina, just like you're allowed to make Havdalah and Chamar Medina. And the opinion of the Rambam is that one is not allowed to make Kiddush on Chamar Medina. You can't substitute Chamar Medina for Kiddush. Havdalah, one could use Chamar Medina, but not for Kiddush. So this is also two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. When the Shulchan Aruch quotes its halacha, it weaves in the halacha of Pas together with the halacha of Chamar Medina. So the Shulchan Aruch says over here, Siman Ayin Reish Beis, Siftes, B'makom She'ein Yayin Matzah, in a place where there's no wine, Yesh Aymrin, that's the opinion of Rosh and Rav HaRishonim, She'mekachin Al Sheikha V'shar Mashkin Chutz Min Amayin. There are those that say you can make Kiddush on Chamar Medina, V'yesh Aymrin She'ein Mekachin, that's the opinion of the Rambam. You are never allowed to make Kiddush on Chamar Medina. Not Shabbos morning, not Friday night. There's no such thing as Kiddush on Chamar Medina according to the opinion of the Rambam. According to Rav HaRishonim, yes, but according to the opinion of the Rambam. Okay? So basically, to sum up, can you make Kiddush? What's the story with substitutes for Kiddush? So Chachila, ideally, one should use wine for Kiddush, or that was the typical Kiddush, was wine. What about substitutes? Can you use pas? So Rav HaRishonim held he can use pas, or Benu Tam held he can't use pas. Rav HaRishonim held you can use Chamar Medina, and the Rambam held you cannot use Chamar Medina. Okay, so your safest bet is always to use wine. What about if you have no wine? What about if you have no wine? So what should you do? So you have one of the substitutes, Chamar Medina or Pas. Which should you use? Chamar Medina or Pas? So here the Rosh came up with an interesting psak, and it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Ula HaRosh, the Rosh says, at night, Friday night, you should make Kiddush on Pas if you have no wine, not Chamar Medina. You're not going to be able to get all the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Tam held you can't make Kiddush on Pas. The Rambam held you can't make Kiddush on Chamar Medina. If you have no wine, you're not going to be able to satisfy everybody. You're going to have to use Pas or Chamar Medina. Someone's not going to be, you're not going to be Yotze according to someone. So the Rosh held, by night, Friday night, you should use Pas. Why? So Mishnah Berurah explains, because the Pas comes, the covered Shabbos. It's part of the Shabbos Seder is to have bread, called the Lechem Mishnah. So you can make Kiddush on the Lechem Mishnah, that's at least a Shabbos Digga Inyan. As opposed to Chamar Medina, it's mamish, no relevance to Shabbos other than as a substitute for the wine. The Lechem has its own significance because of the Lechem Mishnah. So you make Kiddush on the Lechem Mishnah. But by day, the Rosh said, Kiddush Shabbos morning if you have no wine, you should use Chamar Medina. Why should you use Chamar Medina? Even though according to the Rambam, you're not the Yotze. Why should you use Chamar Medina over the Pas? Why don't you use the Pas? The answer is, either way, you're not going to be able to satisfy someone. And if you use the Pas, says the Rosh, so then there'll be no Kiddush, basically. Because Kiddush Shabbos morning is what? Just Bari Pri HaGavan. There is no Mekadosh HaShabbos. That's Kiddush HaRabbah we've discussed in the past. It's just Mekadosh HaShabbos. So if you're going to make Kiddush on the Lechem, on the Pas, Shabbos morning, you'll have no Kiddush. What are you going to do? Wash? Make hamaitzi. The shamru doesn't count as anything significant or so you're just going to have a bracha but hamaitzi. There's no kiddush then. Kiddush was lost. Same for the Rosh Hashanah Shabbos morning. Instead of making kiddush on Pas, you should make kiddush on Chamar Medina. And this pshara is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. So Friday night, if you don't have wine, you should make kiddush on Pas. And Shabbos morning, if you don't have wine, you should make kiddush on Chamar Medina. Otherwise, the kiddush will be lost. The Shulchan Aruch gives it a haskama v'divrei tamein. This makes a lot of sense. Says the Ramah v'chein aminik poshe k'divrei Rosh. But adds the Rambam, ve'im yayin ba'ir. But if there is wine in town, lo yikadesh ala pas. Then a person should not make kiddush on pas, and should not make kiddush on chamar medina. If there's wine, because according to if you're going to make kiddush on pas, kiddush chamar medina, then you don't have. You're not yotze according to someone. If you make kiddush on chamar medina, you're not yotze according to the Rambam. You make kiddush on bread. You're not yotze according to Rabbeinu Tam. So therefore the Mishnah Berurah writes, over there, Sivkan Chavtes, of a Yayin, B'mokam Shumotzoi, Vada Yivarech Alav, Afilu B'yoyim. Mishnah Berurah says, always better to make Kiddush on wine. He says, if it's so expensive, then perhaps we can discuss. But otherwise, he says, you should always make Kiddush on wine. But then, because wine you yotze according to everyone, Chamar Medina or passing out yotze according to someone. Then the Mishnah Berurah though adds of cotton lamed v'im chaviv le'yayin saruf. But I'm sorry. Before that, he writes though misha mevarach gam b'yoyim al yayin v'ada yosem mitzvah mukhar. Always best to make kiddush on wine. But then he adds the following v'im chaviv. Everyone knows about this v'im chaviv le'yayin saruf. But if he likes schnapps, yochol lekadesh olav b'yoyim lechadchila. You can even make kiddush on him by day lechadchila. Medina. In our Medina, where's the Chamar Medina? Why can you make Kiddush on the Chachila? Because by day, Kiddush is only Midrabanan. So when Kiddush is only Midrabanan, we don't have to be Chayshesh for the opinion of the Rambam that you can't make Kiddush in Chamar Medina. And if you love Yayin Sarav so much, you love the Shnap so much, so you can make Kiddush Shabbos morning on Shnap, so Chachila, even though according to the Rambam, yeah, it's, since Kiddush Shabbos morning is only Midrabanan either way. Friday night, one should not do this, unless there's if there's wine present. Why shouldn't you do it? Because according to the Rambam, saying Kiddush Friday night is Deiraisa. Should we say something Deiraisa L'chumra? You should always make Kiddush on the wine. But by Shabbos by day, what Kiddush is on the Rabbanon, and you like Yain Sarf, but you prefer Yain Sarf over wine, so then you're allowed to make Kiddush on it. Even L'chachila, says the Mishnah Berurah, Shabbos morning. I don't know. Maybe you want to be makar for the Rambam too, Shabbos morning. Vid mitzvah min amukhar, always to make Kiddush on wine, make Kiddush on grape juice. But if the Mishnah Berurah already has this kula, the Shabbos by day where Kiddush is on Midrabanan and L'chadchila, if you prefer Yayin Schnapps, you can make Kiddush on Schnapps. Okay, so that's where the meaning of some comes from, to make Kiddush on Schnapps Shabbos morning, is based on this Mishnah Berurah, since Kiddush Shabbos morning is on Midrabanan, and we don't have to be cheshish for the opinion of the Rambam, then you do not yod say, but there are many who are machmir for the opinion of the Rambam, even Shabbos morning, to make Kiddush on wine. But then the Mishnah Berurah throws us for a loop. Because the Mishnah Berurah says, Ashi Yizoyer, Likach Kais Matzik Revius, Velishtas Mimenu Melay Lugmach Jure Revius, says Mishnah Berurah, not so fast. You want to make Kiddush on Schnapps? Get a big Kais Kiddush that holds a Revius, 3 ounces, whatever it is, 4 ounces. If it's the Rabbanon, maybe it's less. So Kiddush Shabbos morning less. But you got to use a whole cup full of schnapps. Cannot use a little shot glass. A whole kais full of schnapps. That's what you got to use. And you have to drink a maloy lugmav, a whole cheekful all at once. Now you can't sip it. You have to drink a whole cheekful all at once. This is the shear of drinking from Kiddush, a maloy lugmav. You don't have to drink kol kais or even raiv revius. You don't have to drink kol kais by Kiddush, but a maloy lugmav, which is raiv revius. It's about 2 ounces, 3 ounces, 2 ounces you have to drink all at once in the first drinking of the Kiddush. You got to use a big kais. Ah, but many people who make Kiddush on the Yayin Sarf, make Kiddush on Schnapps, use a little shot glass. What are they being simich on? Mishnah Berurah says, if you want to do it, you got to use a big kais. Oh, use a big kais. If you want to eat Mishnah Berurah, you use a big kais full of Schnapps. No, the people who do this, they're not really making Kiddush on a big kais. They're using a little shot glass. So what do they rely on? So maybe you shouldn't do it. Maybe you shouldn't do it. But many tzaddikim, many gedolim made Kiddush on these little shot glasses. Masham talks about this. Remember, Tzalei Avrovshes did this. The Chayz of Lublin, the Kotzke Rav, everyone's making Kiddush on the little cups of schnapps. So what are they relying upon? What are they relying upon? So the Bechatcha Rav and the Eshel Avram in the back of the Shulchan Aruch already suggests one possibility. And that is based on the Taz. The Taz in Siman Reish Yud, Sifkat and Aleph, Hilchus Brachis, right? So what is the shear for Brach Achrayna on Schnapps? When do you have to make a Bar Nefoshes? So we know by drinks, usually the shear is a Revius. Nonetheless, the Taz claims by Yayin Sarf, by Schnapps, perhaps it's less, because the shear of a Revius represents the shear that most people drink. So you want to make a Brach Achrayna, Bar Nefoshes on orange juice, it's a Revius, because that's the shear that most people drink. However, Yain Sar, Schnapps, so people drink much less, perhaps the shear is less. So the Taz suggests perhaps the shear for Brach Achrayna, for Schnapps, should be a shot glass. That's the shear that most people drink. So therefore, the Eshel Avram claims that just like the Taz wrote for Brach Achrayna, the shear is a shot glass, you know, a smaller shear for Yain Sar, for Schnapps, for Bar Nefoshes. Perhaps so too by Kiddush. We can substitute shot glass for a Kiddush cup, which holds a Revius, because by Yain Sarf, the regular shear of drinking is much less. The Taz said it by Brach Achrayna, but the other Achrayim, the Eshel Avram and others, apply the Taz here to Hilchos Kiddush as well, that perhaps, just like by Brach Achrayna, it's a smaller shear, so too by Kiddush too. Yeah. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in the Har Tzvi discusses this issue, and he claims that already it's Machlek is by Brach Achrayna. We might not even accept the Taz by Brach Achrayna. So to further apply the Taz to a different venue, even to Hilchos Kiddush, is a big jump. Taz only said it by Brach Achrayna, he didn't say it by Kiddush, and even to by Brach Achrayna, we're not sure we accept the Taz. Magen Avram disagrees with the Taz, even by Hilchos Brach Achrayna. So to extend it further, perhaps is somewhat questionable, but many do this. The Kajaglover, the Rosh Hashiva was the Rosh Hashiva and Yeshiva's Chachmei Lublin after Meir Shapiro passed away. So he discusses many minhagim of the Chassidim, because he was a Litvish Rav, who was a Rosh Hashiva and Chassidish Yeshiva. So he discusses many of the shaylos that came up. So one of the shaylos that the Eretz Tzvi discusses is this shaylos: one allowed to make kiddush? What does the Olam rely upon that they make kiddush on these little cups of schnapps? So he suggests perhaps a much more creative pshat. He suggests that perhaps a schnapps is the halacha of food, of oichel. And the shear of oichel, by most things, is a kezias, not a revius. So he suggests that perhaps schnapps has the halacha of an oichel, of a food, not of a drink. Why? Because nobody drinks it when they're... you don't drink it to quench your thirst. You only drink it as when you're sitting down to eat. It's not part of a meal, but you don't drink it when you're thirsty. It's not a beverage. So since you don't drink it when you're thirsty, it's not a beverage. Perhaps the shear is a kezias, not the shear would not be a revius. They discuss this in Hilchos Yom Kippurim as well. With when you're dealing with a chayla, so sometimes chaylim have to drink the meals in a can, like an ensure drink. So ensure are those types of where they have a lot of calories and a lot of other nutrients. No one's drinking that as a drink. So what's the shear for a chayla who has some, not all chayim have to do this, but some chayim have to eat shiurim on Yom Kippur. So what's the shear for an ensure drink? Does it have the shear of liquids, like if a person, a chayla, is drinking Coke, so he has to drink one shear? Or does it have a shear of an oichel that has a smaller shear? Because perhaps an ensure drink is like an oichel, not like a drink, because nobody drinks the ensure quench their thirst, they drink it as an oichel. So over here, the Kajik Lava claims that it could be the schnapps is the halacha of an oichel, in which case the shear would be a kezias, not a revius, and this little shakalas has the shear of a kezias. So you could use that for kiddush. So again, he suggests a different thing. He suggests perhaps the schnapps is like an oichel, which would be yotze with the shear of kezias. However, the Achorim called the name of Chaim Volozhiner that he didn't like this svara. Others don't like this svara because then, one minute, if it's an oichel, how can you make kiddush on an oichel? As like making kiddush on soup. Soup has the bracha of bari pri adama, vegetable soup. Why? Because it's not a drink, it's a food. So schnapps too. If you're going to make kiddush on it, you can assume you could use a smaller shear of a kezias because it's a food. How can you make kiddush? Can you make kiddush on soup? No. So can you make kiddush on, how can you make kiddush on schnapps then? So manushach you call it. How can you make kiddush on it if it's a food? So, okay, but these are the different svaras that they bring up. Perhaps the most reliable smach is the Taz. That the Taz held with the shear with regards to bracha achrona is smaller, so too the shear with regards to kiddush is smaller. So that's why many have the minig of making kiddush on a smaller kais, even a small shot glass, but many would be machmir, that if you're going to use schnapps, at least to use a big kais of kiddush, and some would be machmir not to make kiddush at all on schnapps, because according to the Rambam, you're not yaitze unless it's wine, you're not yaitze with chamar medina. One last shayla that comes up when people are making kiddush on these little shot glasses, a lot of times the shot glasses are not made out of metal or silver, most of the time they're made out of plastic. So it's a disposable cup. Is one allowed to make kiddush? If you make kiddush on a big thing, lots of times people have a regular kais kiddush, a silver cup. But if you're making kiddush on a shot glass, most of the time it's not glass. Most of the times these kiddushes, it's a little plastic cup. You're allowed to make kiddush on a disposable cup. So Rambam writes in Hukos Tumas Kelim, Parakei Halacha Zayin, that a kli that you are mishtamish bo umashlicha, you use it and then you throw it out, ain't a mekabel astuma. It's not mekabel tuma. And the poskim quote this in Hilchos Tefilas Kelim, that a kli that is used and then discarded doesn't require a Tefilas Kelim because it doesn't have the halach, the status of a kli. It doesn't have the halachic status as a utensil because it's discarded, it's shimush, it's only meant to be used one time. So since it's not a kabbal tumah, one also would not require a tefilas kelim. Besides which, the general definition of kli with regards to tefilas kelim is related to the definition of kli with regards to tumas kelim. In order to be chayv in tefilas kelim, and most of the poskim can equate that it has to also be makabal tumah. So over here, where this is not a kli with regards to kabbalas tumah, a disposable kli that you meant to throw out after you use it, is not makabal tumah. Perhaps it's also not a kli with regards to tefilas kelim. However, the Poskim write that if, let's say, this kli can be used many, many times. Just me and my socioeconomic status, where I find myself, my lifestyle, I deem it beneath me to use it again. That's the big discussion that we have to have. Meaning, and that comes up with the plastic cups. This thing, let's say this item, this cup, can be used again and again. I deem it, it's beneath me to use it again and again. So such a thing, mekabel toma, such a thing, chayav in tefilas kamei, can you use such a kli for kiddush? Meaning, if the cup that you want to use for kiddush is, let's say, a plastic, you know, a paper cone cup, like they used to have in the doctor's offices, a cone cup, you know, those cups that you can't put down anywhere. So you take the water from the water thing, and it's a cone, you can't put it down. Mamish, you can't use it again and again, and you can only use it one time. So then I don't think anybody would hold such a thing, besides it's made out of paper, which is irrelevant. I'm saying such a thing would not be mekabel toma, would not be chayav in tefilas kamei, would not be able to use it for kiddush. It's not a kois, it's not a kli. But let's say our plastic cups, you really could use them again and again. Just it's beneath me to use a plastic cup again and again. You probably have a whole glassware set of plastic cups if you would wash them and take care of them. We don't do it because it's beneath socially and economically. But so did such a thing render it not a kli or not? And this comes up in Tefilas Kelim too. Let's say a Snapple bottle. Most people throw it out after they're done. But, in theory, you could wash it out and use it again. It's just not chashuv enough to us to do so. So such a kli, chayav in tefilas kelim, is such a kli, mekabel tumah, would you be able to make kiddush on such a kli? That's the issue with regards to our plastic cups. They could be used again and again. Just, it's beneath me to do so, and generally I don't do so. So does that render it a kois, vis-a-vis tumah, vis-a-vis tefilas kelim, and vis-a-vis perhaps kiddush? So they quote in Hilchos Tefilas Kelim, in the name of Shlomo Zalman, that Shlomo Zalman held that, yes, it is a kli. Since you in theory could use it again and again, so it is a kli. When the Rambam said it's disposable, it means that it has to be disposable, like a cone cup. But in theory, you could use it again and again, it would be a kli. And it would be Chayav in Tefilas Kelim. So therefore, if you wanted to, let's say, use a Snapple bottle again, you would have to do Tefilas Kelim. To drink out of the Snapple bottle the first time, you're always allowed to take food out of a kli without being tevil it. Let's say a kli comes with food in it. Someone drops off a candy dish, which has not been tevil, the glass candy dish, and it comes with candy on it. You're allowed, and they haven't tevil it, you're allowed to take the candy off the dish. So I'm allowed to put the dish on the table as long as the candy came on the dish and eat the candy off the dish, because that's b'shev al tasa. I'm not using the kli, I'm just taking the food out, just like you're allowed to take food out of a can. Tuna fish can, even though you haven't been titled the can. Because that's b'shev al tasa. I'm not using the kli as a kli. I'm using it just to take the food out. So too, if candy comes in a dish, you can take the candy off the dish. You can't. That doesn't mean that you can use a kli one time without tefilas kelim, like many people think, a big misconception. You cannot use a kli even one time without tefilas kelim. Just if it comes with food in it, you can take the food out. So too, a Snapple bottle, let's say, comes with food in it, so then you can take the Snapple out. That's called b'shev al tasa. But let's say you want to use it again. I'm not using the Snapple bottle. I'm just taking the food out. But let's say you wanted to use it a second time. So Shlomo Zalman said that you require tefilas kelim. Tin pans also, this might be the case. Tin pans, could tin pans, I think this is an open question, but could tin pans really be used again and again? So we don't use them again and again. We call them disposable. But is that because they really can't be used again and again, or really they could be used again and again, just we don't do it? So I don't know, I think it depends what you make in your tin pan, and it depends on the quality of the tin pan. Could they really be used again and again? But according to this, there could be scenarios where you have a tin pan that could be used again and again, that if in theory could be used again and again, you'd have to be tevil it even the first time. Because of Shlomo Zalman held, since in theory it could be used many times, not like the cone cup, it could in theory be used many times, so that is the status of a kli, for Tefilas Kelim, for Tumah, and perhaps for Kiddush as well. So according to this, Mahalech, if it's something that in theory can be used many times, just I generally don't, but in theory it could, it's built, it can last a few times. So then it would have the status of a kli for Tefilas Kelim. You might have to tevil tin pans if the tin pan could last. I'm not sure that they can, but if a tin pan could last many times, as we wouldn't use it, be chayav in Tefilas Kelim. And it would be mekabel tumah. You could also use such a thing for kiddush. So that's why some poskim held that one could use a plastic cup for kiddush. I don't know if paper cups last as long as plastic cups, but at least a plastic cup or a styrofoam cup one could use for kiddush, because in theory it could be used at least a few times, or even perhaps even more than that, and therefore would have the status of a kli, even though we wouldn't use it for many times, but since in theory it could, it would have the status of a kli. So that's why the Debre Tziner has like that, the Tzitz Eliezer, Vosner, Rabbi Hankin has a tshuva about this in Amat Torah, where he also held that one can make kiddush on a plastic kais. Ramesha disagrees in all of these three areas. Ramesha disagrees, is a diak in the Rambam in Hilk and Perish of Mishnayas and Mesechus Kalim, that according to the Rambam, it has to be able to last as long as full-fledged Kalim. Nothing can be used a few times. According to Ramesha, you want to use a Snapple bottle again, it might not need to be less Kalim. Why? Because a Snapple bottle doesn't last like regular glassware. It's not made to last. But according to Ramesha, in order to be a kli, it has to be a permanent kli. It has to last as long as permanent kalim. If it's in any way inferior, it's not a kli. Even though it could be used 2, 3, 4 times, says Ramesha, it's not a kli. So then tin pans certainly would not require a tefillas kalim, because they certainly do not last as long as a regular pot. And even a Snapple bottle, perhaps, could be used a few times, because it's not meant to last like a permanent kli. So according to Ramesha, Simcha Binum Kwon quotes like this in his Sefer, one of the Sfarim in the Shabbos Home series. And Ramesha also has this in an article in a journal from MTJ, L'Toyer V'Loi Ra, that according to Ramesha, you cannot make kiddush on a plastic kais. Even though the plastic cup could last a few, 3, 4, 5 times, it's not meant to last. It's not a permanent kli like regular glassware, and therefore one cannot make kiddush on a plastic cup. So that's another shiloh that's thrown into the mix over here with regards to the schnapps glasses. According to some, one can't make kiddush on a plastic cup, according to Ramesha. But according to many paiskim, again, there's what to rely on here too. Rav Hankin and others held, since it could last at least a few times, it's not like the cone cups you can't put down anywhere. This could last a few times. I think if it's not a paper, if it's plastic, at least it could last a few times. So then it would have the halach of a kais for tefillas kelim, and for plastic, of course, not chayv in tefillas kelim. For such an item would have a halach of a kli with regards to tefillas kelim, and would be acceptable for kiddush as well. One last point is that they sometimes people put two plastic cups together in order to be chayshish for the opinion of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe held, unless it lasts like a permanent cup, if it's disposable, that's no good. So they put two plastic cups. To kind of like make it like it's not disposable. Two plastic cups doesn't help for anybody. The newer paiskim, more contemporary paiskim, discuss this issue of the two plastic cups. Two plastic cups is mafish and garnish and garnish. According to many paiskim, you can make kiddush on a disposable cup. Because it could last 3, 4 times. And according to Ramesha, no, it has to last like a permanent kli. In which case, the 3, 4 times is not going to help you. But either way, two plastic cups does nothing. If it's disposable is no good. Two plastic cups is also disposable. It's vitally disposable. It doesn't make it into a permanent cup. And if disposable is okay, then I don't need the two cups. If it can last 2, 3 times in theory, that's enough. So the two plastic cups doesn't help you. So two plastic cups is mamash and amaratzis. It doesn't help for anyone. My shul, first time I usually used to I asked that they have a regular kiddush. We had it, I don't know, but it got misplaced over time. I don't know what happened to it. So now, sometimes we have it, sometimes it gets misplaced. Now I make kiddush on a plastic kais. What are you going to do? Many parts come hold, you can make kiddush on a plastic kais. There is no regular kais. I don't know what happened to it. So l'chakti would be chayish for Ramesha and use a real kais, but I use a plastic kais. So the first time I did it, someone was trying to be helpful, put two plastic kais, cups there. So I made kiddush and whatever was in front of me. The guy gave me two plastic cups, so I put two plastic cups, I made kiddush. And someone comes over to me, oh, you hold, you have to make kiddush on two plastic cups. So I hold, no, it's an amaratzis. I just make kiddush on whatever they put in front of me. So from now on, I'm akbid. If they put out two plastic cups, I take off the second kais. So no one should, second plastic cups. So no one should think that there is a mamashus to that shot. But that I don't think helps either way. Anyway, so these are some of the halachas of making kiddush on ideally, one should make kiddush on wine. And what the halachas are about making kiddush on some substitutes on bread. On Chamar Medina, one is allowed to do so.